Hello, welcome to All Out for No Loss. This is
Vasant
Kumar, and with me I have Ramakrishnan G. Iyer. In this episode, we will be doing a quick preview of the Champions Trophy to be played in Pakistan and UAE. This is a small tournament, 15 games, two groups of four each, teams playing once, and then the top two in each group advancing to the semifinals and the finals. The last time they played this tournament was in 2017. One tournament that again and again comes up on the chopping block with the ICC wanting to terminate it.
The last one was 2013, which India won. And then there was the 2017 one, which Pakistan won, beating India in the final. Since then, this is the first time we're actually having.
Correct. So there was a 2021 schedule, which they found it easy to sink under the name of the pandemic. I do think that this is a tournament that is not going to stay for very long, because I do suspect that the ODI format is going to get less and less interesting to everyone concerned. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, this tournament is not inclusive. It's only eight teams. So there is less and less interest.
Let's cover the fundamentals really quick. To the first group consisting of India, Bangladesh, New Zealand, and Pakistan. So this is the Asia heavy group of death group. The other one has Group B, Afghanistan, Australia, England, and South Africa. Remember, two of these teams in each of these groups will qualify. And then, of course, they play the semi and they play the final. So a short and sweet tournament.
Correct. And India plays all its games in Dubai. One of the semifinals is in Dubai, which predictably will be the India game, assuming India makes it to the semifinals. And the final may be in Dubai or at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Okay. Pakistan is tried very hard. They have pulled out all stops to make this a success. They've pumped in a huge amount of money to get their stadiums in place.
Yes.
Predictably, there's a lot of controversy and a lot of noise. And one really doesn't know the truth about the state of affairs. But I think it's par for the course that Asian venues and getting stadiums ready are never standard procedure. We all saw what happened in the 2020 World Cup with the ground in Dharamsala in terms of getting things done on time in terms of constructions.
Yes.
But they have made an effort. They have made a huge effort. They've pumped in a huge amount of money. They've pretty much redone three full stadiums that were in very poor shape.
Yeah. And unlike the stadium that we built here in the United States for a game of cricket, this fixture is permanent. It's not going to be taken down after the game gets over.
Exactly. So anyway, coming back to the cricket, what we'll do, Ram, maybe we'll just take a quick peek at the various teams. Let's start off with Group B, because I think we'll be probably best off ending with India. So Group B, Afghanistan, it seems to be very similar to their team that turned up for the 2023 World Cup, and a team that did very well.
Yes.
I think Barnaby is still there. They did lose their new kid on the block, that 18-year-old spinner, due to injury.
Yes.
Ghazanfar.
Yeah, Allah Ghazanfar. Yeah.
Allah Ghazanfar. And in fact, he's out of the IPL also. In fact, Mumbai Indians really wanted him. He was supposed to be one of their key players there. So,
yeah. But they've got Noor Ahmed.
They've got Rashid Khan. They've got this Karote fellow. Then they have this ODI Cricketer of the Year, Umar Zai.
Correct.
They have Mohammad Nabi, who is a young 40 years old.
Yeah, they have this tendency to cause an upset here, an upset here.
They're more than capable of doing some damage or the other. Every time as they walk in, what's very visible is that the pace bowling unit is a little weak.
Yeah.
And with Naveen Ul Haq having retired, it makes things even more difficult. But Fazal Haq Farooqi is something. And they've got a couple of other guys, one Farid Ahmed and Naveed Zadran. These guys are reasonable. They're workable. I do think that in the 2023 World Cup, people didn't pay very close attention to them. This time around, with a short format, I cannot see the teams taking them easily at any point of time. But I think on paper, they will be very hard-pressed to get past Australia, England, and South Africa to pick up a semi-final spot. Thoughts?
I think they are a strong team, and I have my doubts about the three other teams. You know, Australia is like they don't have half their players. England's just been really beaten badly playing against India at home. South Africa is the team that I feel has the best chance in that group. So I might even be backing South Africa and Afghanistan as the two teams making it to the semis from here. But yeah, I mean, Afghanistan will have to, they'll have to play like they played at the World Cup in 2023, the last year World Cup, until they ran into this Maxwell machine. They were doing really, really well. And if form supports them, Rashid Khan comes to the party and their key players step up, you know, always figure out a way to cause some sort of an upset person. So I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah. My take with Afghanistan is if they're going to get wickets, they're going to be aiding a little bit of spin. If in Lahore, Karachi, and I don't know where they're playing their games, and Pindi, but if they are going to get wickets that are going to be a little friendly to their type of bowling, they can be more than a handful. I don't think playing Noor Ahmed and Rashid Khan is easy. And England is very, very underwhelming in this India series.
I'm not betting on them to qualify, frankly.
There's a very big danger that they might finish last in the group. That said, Harry Brook, who is clearly a generational talent, has been just nothing short of sensational in Pakistan.
Well, in Pakistan.
All they need is somebody to bat in the middle also, because their openers are anyway going to score runs. So that's going to be an interesting... And I did think that Jofra Archer and Mark Wood were bowling well. Okay. Mm. Their support cast is very poor, but then Jofra Archer, Mark Wood were bowling well, so was Adil Rashid. So it's not that it's...
He's solid bowler. So yeah.
I mean, they also ran into this buzzsaw of an Indian team, right? Okay.
And since we are on England, let's quickly look at their squad as well. So Jacob Bethel, what's his status? Is he going to be there?
He's out.
He is out. And
I think the announcement came yesterday. He's being replaced by Tom Banton.
Okay. Yeah, Tom Banton did play at the game here in India. Right. They play a similar 11 like what they did here in India. I think Salt and Tuckett will open. And I hope they get Butler in at 3 and Root at 4 and then, you know, Harry Brook at 5. That would be my top 5. I don't know what they'll actually do. And then, of course, they have a couple of interesting options with Livingstone.
They have Cars. They have, I think, Jamie Overton is
they
a little overrated.
Bat and bowl.
I mean, they have gone with a team that has a, I mean, even their bowlers, so-called bowlers, they also bat to some extent. So it's not like it's a good team. It's an experienced team. They have the talent. The question is, do they have the mindset and the patience?
Right? They have only one spin bowler, one proper spin bowler. They have Joe Root, of course.
To me, the Jacob Bethel should have been replaced by Rehan Ahmed. Mm. That would have just solved all their problems. Rehan Ahmed can bat. He feels. Okay, and
well, he was here in India, he just had to pick a flight and go there.
He should be the one who should have replaced Bethel. I mean, he offers a little closer to like for like, but nowadays everybody doesn't understand like for likes evidently means replace an opening batsman with a spin bowler or something like that, right?
So yeah, that's what India did, right?
So anyway, that's where England is. I like the English style of playing, but the way they played in this tournament, in this series in India, so it makes me feel they're not up there. So
they are a non-serious team. I don't take them seriously anymore. It's almost like even they don't care about winning. I'm not even a fan of their team, and I hate it when they play so stupidly. And they don't even care. They just don't.
It's just so frustrating. Some of the shots that they play, I mean, like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see more of that. Except that when Harry Brook does it, it'll come off. The rest of them do it, it won't.
It won't, yeah.
And that's going to be the thing.
So, but then again, if they're going to get shirt fronts, it might be different. Then the ball will make contact with the bat and then suddenly things are very different. So Australia, at this point of time, they're very close to getting to a point by creating a WhatsApp group and calling people for selection through WhatsApp because they've just lost so many, many players. But nobody in their right minds is going to rule Australia out. Yeah. There is Head and there is Smith and there is Marnus.
Maxwell.
Yeah, there is Maxwell. There is McGurk. There is English. And then there's Alex Carey, who's looking in terrific form. Yeah. So, you know, they have the personnel. Where they've got holes is their bowling.
Yes, exactly.
Spencer Johnson, Nathan Ellis and Sean Abbott. That's their fast bowling lineup. You're kidding me?
Yeah. And their spin bowling is Adam Zampa, who's of course very, very good. Yeah. His backup option is Tanvir Sangha.
Yeah, Tanvir Sangha has been actually bowling well in Shields. But seeing Spencer Johnson bowl in the IPL. Okay, I've seen Nathan Ellis bowl in the IPL. Even Ben Duarshuis, I think I've seen him a game or two. And really, I mean, Sean Abbott, we've seen him. Come on, guys, just pick Scott Boland, man. Scott Boland. I mean, that guy will still cause chaos.
Exactly. Our other friend, what's his name? Michael
Nesser.
Nesser. Is he still injured?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I think he's still injured because he should have been a walk-in into this team.
Yeah.
I mean, where did Duarshuis come from? Okay, they already have one lefty in Spencer Johnson. Why do you need one more? But you know, how can you just rule out a team that has Smith, Marnus, and Maxi? Okay. Yeah. Then Maxi is going to win them and head.
See, the league of his own these days. Yeah.
Exactly. And Maxi going to win you one game, right? And head is going to win you one game. So yeah, that's...
excellent batting lineup. Poor bowling lineup, but you can't write them off. Who knows? They might actually qualify.
Maybe they'll go with this approach saying, let's bat people out of the tournament, right? And they're capable of doing that.
Yeah. So. Head, Maxwell, and Smith, yeah. And they'll open probably with Jake McGurk, Fraser.
Yeah.
Or Matthew Short. He could be the other.
Yeah. Player. If you get Jake Fraser, McGurk batting for 20 overs, the match is over. They don't need to play the rest of the game.
And, let's go to Temba Bavuma's team next.
Yeah, Temba Bavuma. These guys are on a high, having stormed into the WTC final, right? The batting looks solid. The Bavuma is scoring runs. Klaassen, Miller, Stubbs, Rickleton, Disorzi, Vanderdusen, all of them are like great shape. They call Aidan Markram an all-rounder. He's one of the best
batters. Markram is the one who's in questionable form, actually.
Yeah. And then they've got Janssen and then got Corbin Bosch as three all-rounders.
Yes, solid.
And then we have Kagiso Rabada, who just won the SA20. And then they've got their two spinners, Maharaj and Shamsi. So one guy can literally create magic. And then, of course, Lungi and Gidi, who's probably gotten more by default because pretty much anybody who hold fast in South Africa is injured. So this is a good team.
They lost the game yesterday to Pakistan. I feel like they still have some momentum. We'll see how the New Zealand game goes for them.
Wasn't there one other guy in there, Breeze Key? Does he play for New Zealand or for...
He is a South African opener, not in the Champions Trophy squad.
He hit on debut. On debut. Yeah. And he hit runs in the second game. He hit runs in the second game also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me see what he got. I mean, the first one I remember 148, Matthew Breedsky. Man, where do these Mumbai Indians guys find people? Incredible. And yesterday, what did he score? Yesterday, he scored 83.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, who knows? Somebody may develop, Rassi may develop a knee issue or a...
Yeah, back spasms. We do back spasms. That's the group B.
I've kind of looked at the relative strengths of the other teams as well. I'm not so sure about Afghanistan now. I mean, Australia, I mean, I'm pretty confident that England isn't going to make it, but I suspect any of the other three could. That's kind of where I stand with this group.
I think, actually, I would still think England has a chance because... somehow I feel that Harry Brook is going to score in Pakistan and so will Ben Duckett and so does Phil Salt. These guys love playing in Pakistan and those guys will roll out shirt fronts.
Yeah, and they've played the PSL thing as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, they're very familiar with it. And then, see, they were railroaded by Pakistan in the Test series because those guys put turning wickets with those big fans and whatnot, right? Group A, let's go to Bangladesh. The same set of sorry guys. There is talent. That team always has talent. But
they will always become their
team. They will figure out a way to lose.
They're just here to make the numbers. They will flatter to deceive. They will snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. I mean, name the cliche, it applies to Bangladesh.
They'll do everything possible. And the irony is they have the talent. They have four good fast bowlers. That Tanzim guy. Unfortunately, Tanzim will bowl two balls, glare at the batsman, say something and get beaten up. And then Naheed Rana, okay, we have Fizz and we have Tuskin. This is a good fast bowling unit.
Tuskin are very reliable, yep.
Yeah, and with all the, these all-rounders, right? Mehdi Hasan, Rishad Hussain, and they have some wonderful batters. But again, their ability to play through and win something is always suspect. But let's face it, they did make the semifinals in the last Champions Trophy. Thanks to some rain and some weirdo things that happened. So Yep. And then guess what? They were doing well until Kedar Jadhav came to bowl.
Bowling submarines.
Yeah. So, okay. But I don't think that these guys are going to finish fourth. Okay. So let's go over to New Zealand.
So Conway is back in form. He's making
Conway is back in form. The people in yellow are really happy about it.
Yes.
And Kane Mama, apparently that's his nickname, and he's accepted that as a nickname. So he's in form.
100, correct.
Skipper Santner is there. Then Glenn Phillips, my favorite cricketer, he's looking good. And then I hope Rachin Ravindra has recovered.
Yeah.
And then we have Daryl Mitchell, Mark Chapman, Michael Bracewell. They've got a whole bunch of all-rounders who can bat, bowl, field. They can all field.
And three pretty decent fast bowlers in the form of Matt Henry, Lockie Ferguson, and Will O'Rourke, who created
a lot of India here. Yeah, yeah. And then Ben Sears is pretty decent. This is their first outing without Bolt and Southee. So that's going to be interesting. So
let's see how that goes. But it's still a pretty good team. I mean, you never write off New Zealand, right?
You never write off New Zealand because they have so many of these two-way players. So they actually will bat until 9. You'll have guys like Michael Bracewell or Santner coming in at 8 or 9.
Correct. The two fast bowlers are probably going to be the only two who won't be able to bat. Pakistan,
they lost Saim Ayub, which is a very big tragedy. Wonderful player. The little that I saw of him, he looked like really, really good stuff. Fakhar Zaman is looking in form. Mohammad Rizwan seems to be leading the team with far more panache than his predecessors.
Yes, that is true.
Again, Pakistan is Pakistan. Do they have the talent? Always.
Always.
They always have the talent. They have world-beating talent. You never know with these guys what they're going to do. Okay, fine. And they are playing at home. Pressure will be high.
Will be very heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. The pressure will be very heavy. I will not write them off.
They're playing at home. Can't write them off. As you say, Rizwan has done well from a captaincy perspective. Fresh off 100 in the last game. We didn't mention Salman Aga, also fresh off 100.
Yeah, he had 100, and that was interesting because he's not your batter. He's your all-rounder who's coming up. I do think that they are a contender. And honestly, outside of Bangladesh, the other three teams are going to get into a dogfight to get into the semifinals. It's pretty sad for Pakistan. They've got to fly out to Dubai for a game, that tournament that they're hosting. It's harsh on the other teams. They're all flying.
It's a 3-hour flight.
Was it 3 hours?
Okay. Yeah, not more than that.
Then it's nothing more than Indigo from Delhi to Chennai. Finally, okay. Come to India. I think in the last
episode... What are your complaints, Vasant?
In the last episode, we talked at length about the lead-up. And we're satisfied. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
The team is ready. So now coming to the selection. We touched upon some of the playing 11 choices. But to me, the biggest selection issue is why Washington Sundar. If they were going to bring in Varun Chakravarti, there's absolutely no value in bringing Washington Sundar. It's not like he's that good a bowler that he can deal with all the left-handers. And it's not like Kuldeep Yadav can't bowl to left-handers. It's not like Varun Chakravarti can't bowl to left-handers. Why? Even Ravindra Jadeja is very, very handy against left-handers. What is the point? And Washington Sundar is not a white ball batter, period. He just has no capability of accelerating. It's quite mystifying as to why he made the squad, and he still remained in the squad even after the change.
So who would you have picked ahead of him into the squad? Would it be Jaiswal or would it be an extra fast bowler?
Extra fast bowler.
Yeah, because five spinners, again, is meaningless.
No, five spinners is meaningless.
Being Sundar, of course.
Yeah, no, the person whom I would have picked, but I do not know whether he's fit, is Nitish Reddy.
He's not fit.
So Nitish Reddy I would have picked, or just take Mohammad Siraj.
Yeah. What are we calling the three guys who have been announced as standbys?
Non-traveling reserves.
Yeah. Non-traveling substitutes.
So non-traveling substitutes effectively means they don't even get to go and sit there and do nothing. They get to stay in India. I think the last time around, they didn't like what happened when they took three of these traveling extras who exactly didn't distinguish themselves. I think there was a lot of complaints about Shubman Gill.
Yes.
That he was not getting involved.
He was on the West Coast drumming up business for his
Yeah, his own stuff. Yeah, something like that he was doing. So they were not terribly impressed with what he was doing. So this time around, they said, you know what? We can easily get you on a plane to fly out to Dubai in case we need. Otherwise, forget it. You don't need to travel. And
now Dubai is 3 hours. I mean, Bombay or Bangalore to Dubai is 4 hours. So that makes sense. So you would have preferred a Sira over a Sundar.
The fifth spinner is superfluous.
Yes.
Ideally, you could have played an all-rounder, but really, he's not going to play. There is no value in having Sundar there. We could have just played another batter, right? We can play Pant and Rahul on the field. Because the fact is, Ravindra Jadeja, Hardik Pandya, Akshar Patel are all going to bowl.
Yes.
And then you're going to get three more guys who are going to be bowling, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Fine. Yeah, I mean, my choice would have been a fast bowler as well. Because what we have right now is a half-cooked, still not completely out of injury, Mohammad Shami. Arshdeep is in good form, so that's fine. You check that box. And then you have Harshit Rana, who has played all of 2 games in his entire professional life.
Let's face it, our entire fast bowling attack is not playing. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same situation as the Australians, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the best we can do. I do suspect that if Sri Lanka had been in this tournament, Mohammad Siraj would have been on the plane. I think they're a little harsh on Siraj, but maybe there's something else that we don't know as to why Siraj didn't make the cut.
Was it on the Ashwin podcast, I think it was, where... So these days, I only watch the Hindi podcast of Ashwin's. I don't watch the Tamil one so much. So, but that little nugget aside, one of the things that he said there was, I think, that Siraj was good with the new ball, but not so much with the old ball. And they had to move on and find someone who could actually bowl even with the old ball. I just picked up the idea from what I thought I heard Ashwin say. And that hence the punt on Harshit Rana ahead of Siraj was kind of like the working theory there.
Interesting. Let's face it, Ashwin is very astute in his observations and he also doesn't hesitate to say what he has to say.
He has no hesitation.
So given all of that, I think that there might be some truth to that matter. I don't know how we are going to manage with Jasprit Bumrah, but Mohammad Shami has to step up.
I mean, look, we played 8 games against England without Jasprit Bumrah and we were just fine. I think in the red ball format, India does not have the team without Bumrah, but in the white ball format, they could still compete.
It's red ball format in Sena. And with red ball in India, you actually can stay away with it. You don't even need Bumrah. You can play with other guys.
Yeah. Never play a test at home again.
At least until recently. I don't know from now.
The post-Ashwin world, we'll find out.
Yeah, there's 537 reasons why that might be different. My take in the team is this just one change. Washington Sundar should have not been there. It should either have been a fast bowler or some all-rounder, seam bowling all-rounder who can give you a couple of overs, but Nitish Reddy is injured. Or
why they have our friend Shivam Dubey on the no-fly list.
Yeah, no-fly.
Sit at home, wait by the TV, we will call you. That thing.
Like for like Dubey. If you don't want, just take Yashasvi Jaiswal. It doesn't hurt, right? I don't understand the call. It's a short tournament. It's not like Sundar is going to play ahead of a bunch of people.
He's not going to get a single game. Akshar and Jadeja will play each game unless there's an injury to one of them, in which case, yeah, maybe you need Sundar at that point. But otherwise, there isn't playing a single game.
In fact, only one of Kuldeep or Varun will play.
Let's go there. Tell me your 11.
My 11? With Gill, Virat, Iyer, Rahul, penciled in at 5, okay? Mm-hmm. Then 6, 7, 8 is the all-rounders.
Do you have a Hardik or do we use them as floaters?
Everybody's a floater. Number 5 onwards, everybody's a floater. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can move. The 3 all-rounders plus Rahul, they will just, it'll be all floaters because all of them are able to bat at any point.
Mm.
So my take is 5, 6, 7, 8 will all be floaters. 9, 10, 11 will be the bowlers. 1 spinner slot, which is either Kuldeep or Varun, with Kuldeep being more likely. And then 2 quicks between Arshdeep, Harshit and Mohammad Shami. In an ideal world, I would like to see both Shami and Arshdeep at 10 and 11 and not Harshit.
I see.
That would be my preference, but we don't know. So this is my 11.
So I have... that would, for what it's worth, be my starting 11 as well. The top 4, there's no debate, right? Rohit, Kohli and Iyer, we can't make any changes there. 5, 6, 7, 8, again, we know who they are, but the batting order can be a little flex, and they can come in depending on left, right, who's bowling, middle overs, end overs, etc. Which would mean between Rahul, who's effectively an all-rounder, he doesn't bowl, he keeps, Pandya, and then, yeah, you're right, it's between Kuldeep and Varun. I'll start with Kuldeep, but I do have questions on whether he is match fit, just like I have questions about Shami on whether he is match fit. But my starting 11 will have both of these guys. And if it turns out that they aren't match fit and it doesn't work out, then Varun and Harshit Rana will come in. Arshdeep is going to be at the 11. That's how I see it.
So let me throw a little wrinkle. Play Varun against Bangladesh, first game.
Mm-hmm.
Play Kuldeep against Pakistan. Don't play Varun against Pakistan. New Zealand, you can play either of them. Bangladesh will not read Varun. And Varun can't bowl against Pakistan. But they don't know how to play Kuldeep.
Yes, exactly right.
So
any chances you feel like they'll tamper with this theory of ours and play both Varun and Kuldeep together? The good old Kulcha formula from 2019?
I don't think they will go with only one quick Varun Hardik. They'll be pushing it, is my take. And there is no way they're going to touch Jadeja and Aksar.
Yes, correct.
Playing just one quick and Hardik, which they've been doing in the T20 games, but that's a different beast altogether.
Yeah.
In an ODI game in Dubai, where the ball may not necessarily be very helpful to spinners, I cannot see both. I do see them as the right combination of one and two in terms of spinners. Now, they may have a pecking order.
Yeah.
I think, which is very possible with this team management, they might do horses for courses.
They are ruthless at horses for courses.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I do think, in which case, letting Varun lose on the Bangladeshis, because they're not used to dealing with this kind of stuff. And then bench him for Pakistan, because he will not be able to bowl against Pakistan. They know how to read him. And they don't play Kuldeep well.
Yes, they don't play
New Kuldeep. Zealand well. They can pick anybody they want. It doesn't matter here.
So what's the order of the games, Vasant, for India?
Bangladesh first, Pakistan second, New Zealand third.
Okay. So it's a good idea, right? Then you figure out which one's playing how by playing each of them in the two games.
Yeah.
And then you decide, you pick the better one.
I think the New Zealand game is on second, the semifinal is on fourth, with just a one-day gap. And so that's a disadvantage for Team India because there's just one day off. Bottom line here is, I think the 11 is almost spoken for. If Nitish Reddy had been there and not Washington soon, then we have something else. I mean, it's so, but well, I think at the end of it, India and Pakistan from this group, and Australia and South Africa from the other group. And after that, it's just lottery.
Lottery, exactly.
Then Travis Head will make his appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
But they do not have Pat Cummins, so they can't win.
Yeah, I think Pat Cummins is a really lucky talisman for Australia.
I think a lot of people in many franchises must be very, very worried about many Australian players being ruled out of the Champions Trophy. The WPL is starting. It's starting. Poor RCB, they've been absolutely devastated by injuries. They lost so many players. And even the great Perry might be a doubtful starter. So
they picked a couple of interesting locations, right? So first set of games,
Vadodara.
Baroda. That's what I was going to say.
So they played after Bengaluru, and then
Lucknow.
Delhi, they dropped this time. They added
they
Lucknow.
They played at the Brabourne Stadium.
So the last time around, the Delhi men's IPL team played a few games in Vishakhapatnam because Parth Jindal couldn't accommodate both. I don't know the impact on Lucknow and Bengaluru with this WPL, because the IPL is just starting just after that, right? So
that's
going to be interesting. It's a pity that we won't see G. Trisha, that 19-year-old wonder kid.
Yes.
Yep.
Who just won the World Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some of these, the clips of the way she played. I mean, this is a seriously good player. Both bowler, batter. I mean, at that age, everybody's an all-rounder, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What we will do is, during the course of the Champions Trophy, we'll have some impromptu sessions to discuss what happened, right? So thanks, everyone.
Thank you.